You have reached Morgan Jewelers at the Valley Mall. To speak with a store associate, press 1, and to speak to the credit department, please press 2. Thanks so much. You have reached Morgan Jewelers at the Valley Mall. To speak with a store associate, press 1, and to speak to the credit department, please press 2. Thanks so much. You have reached Morgan Jewelers at the Valley Mall. To speak with a store associate.
Thank you for calling Morgan Jewelers. You know, he's speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Did you want to speak with Joe?
If he's available, that would be awesome.
Okay.
On that diamond, we're keeping that diamond.
Yes. Oh, hi,
Scott. Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
Good, good. Following up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I needed to call you, too, today. I have to check with Chase. I had ordered some, for the event, I had ordered some above-ground diamonds, too, the lab diamonds. And then I just saw yesterday morning, which I was off, and I had to come, I came in yesterday morning. It said that they were your diamonds, so I don't know if he was getting them from you or if, let me see if I can find my email.
Yeah, I mean, if I have not received an order from him, I can call him and find out what's going on there.
Yeah, can I call you right back?
Yes.
I think I, oh no, wait a minute, hold on 1 second. Because I ordered like 7 diamonds for the event, and then he said they were RDI diamonds, or 7 RDI diamonds, which I had got those 2 bigger ones, but I had on there Flashpoint diamonds, but I guess I could call him too.
Well, if you have the numbers, we can skip that process, and I can just get them out to you. Or,
okay,
you know,
perfect.
Give me an
okay.
idea where you needed to be, so.
Yeah. Where is my... Hold on, it's printing.
No problem.
I should just start ordering my flash points from you, because, God, it takes him so long to get them to me. So I had... it was, so on here I have a number of 825-64900.
Yeah, that's not something I would use. What's the description on it?
Nope. It's a 1.22 SI2, and it was a lab-grown diamond.
Which shape?
This one is a round.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so I had 2 rounds that I needed. I needed a VS1. It was G in color. It was a 1 carat. And then for some reason, I didn't put the color grade on this one. It was a SI2 1.22.
All right. I don't really have too many under 2 carats, so let's... I don't believe that's ours, to be very honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Let me look one other spot just to me. Yeah, I mean, typically, we don't carry anything under a 2 carat.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely get with Chase and find out what's going on that one. And then the only other question...
Then,
go ahead.
I do have a round diamond that the gentleman's supposed to pick up, I think, tomorrow or Friday. It was the .90, I think, I had from you guys. And then that oval one, I'll have them pick it up. They'll pick it up by Friday, too.
So the 1-carat oval is sold?
Yes. And then so is that .90, because you sent me a .70 and a .90, I think.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, there's 2 .90s that were very, very similar in the same price. So after we get it out the door on Friday, I'll talk to you, and we'll figure it out from there.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then Thursday and Friday I should know, and then everything else that I don't have, the two larger diamonds that Daisy ordered, he should be in here today to look at them this afternoon. So I'll keep you updated on that one, too.
Okay, you're good. You guys sold 2 1-carat ovals. There was two of them out there. I know we had one that was for a trade, and the other one I needed to get back, which was a 1-carat ESI one. You sold that one as well?
Yes, we sold that one.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Perfect.
All right, let me know if they are mine, but I'm not seeing anything that small in the lab round. So.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.